Good morning. Yes, it is. COVID figures from the Ministry of Health for the Valencia region show 4 new deaths, one in a nursing home, raising the total number of deaths to 1,547. In hospitals at the moment, 469 people are admitted, 152 in the province of Alicante with 30 in intensive care and 272 in Valencia with 32 in ICU. Care residents had a black day with some 30 new positives, 19 residents and 11 staff. Meanwhile, Andalusia added 977 new cases in the previous 24 hours, up from 800 reported on Wednesday. 98 more people were admitted to hospital, 10 in intensive care and 10 deaths, 7 in the Malaga province, making it the worst day's figures for the summer. For more than 2 weeks, the Andalusian regional government hid the active community transmission figures in the Costa del Sol healthcare district. An internal document from the regional health department, dated August 24th, warned of community transmission in a note to several senior residences in the area. But the chief of public administration, Elias Bendodo, did not publicly admit to the worrying situation until September the 8th. Sources from the Andalusian government denied the information was concealed, arguing the administration had been totally transparent, despite the delay in making the situation public. Spain will inject €181 million of state funds into renewable energy projects in seven regions, aiming to boost employment and cut carbon emissions, so the Energy and Environment Ministry said yesterday. The subsidies are part of a €360 million fund Madrid will pour into innovative projects, an amount that could be topped up with EU recovery funds. Spain is a vocal supporter of the European Union plans to use low-carbon investments to battle the economic devastation wrought by coronavirus, particularly on its traditionally strong tourism and automotive industries. Projects that could benefit from the subsidies include those generating power from sunlight, wind, biomass and renewable gases, including hydrogen, in sectors including agriculture, industry and the services. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez's government expects carbon reduction plans to require €200 billion of total investment in the next decade, €47 billion of which Sanchez had said would come from the public sector. And La Liga has been forced to change the days of its fixtures for the opening weekend of the season, just 2 days before they were due to start. The league announced on Wednesday night that it had given in to the nonsense of the Spanish Football Federation in order to avoid irreparable sporting damage to clubs. It's the latest in a number of disputes between Spanish football's two governing bodies, who have been at loggerheads over scheduling for more than a year. La Liga is keen to stretch games from Fridays to Mondays to maximise television revenues, whilst the Federation is determined to keep matches to Saturdays and Sundays only. It means the season's original curtain raiser between Granada and Athletic Bilbao, initially scheduled for tonight at 9 o'clock, will be played tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. And Alavis against Real Betis, that was set for Monday at 9 p.m, has now been brought forward to Sunday at 2 p.m. The first game of the season will instead be Eibar against Celta Vigo on Saturday. All matches are still without fans. A judge in Madrid is due to decide on October the 6th which organisation has the final say on the scheduling of matches. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.